Esther, should I say ambassador? Good morning, gentlemen and lady. Once again, I have Kumi here, I have Cindy, and I have Zio here. Who's gonna go first? Should I start with Kumi? Kumi, it's time to start with you.
Okay.
This is what episode is saying.
Yeah. Episode one, talented artist.
Yeah.
You know, I liked him when he was actively doing dancehall.
Oh.
Yeah. And I still like him for what he's doing now.
Okay.
He understands music. He's a true definition of a complete artist because he draws, he paints, you know, he does all the graffitis and all these things. So he understands, you know, the art world. And I can understand him. As an artist, you don't expect him to be talking for other, you know, parts of the industry. Because if you don't say I am, nobody will say thou art.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to let the world know that, yes, of course, we have something rich.
Yeah.
We shouldn't forget that UNESCO approved High Life as our sound. But as to how we, the people, are treating our sound is a different thing that we need to talk about. Mm. Because nowadays, when people come for interviews, when you ask them, especially the young folks, the first thing is, oh, I am an Afrobeat artist. So if care is not taken, the word High Life, which is our sound, and even with the Afrobeat, you hear elements of High Life in it.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't want to generalize either. But it looks as though the brand High Life to certain young folks sound, I don't know. I don't want to call it weird. But they feel that it's for the aged.
Mm.
And for that matter, they cannot connect. I don't know how we would do it so that they can accept that, okay, what you're doing, it's also a branch of High Life so that we can still continue that, you know, that glory High Life has had over the years from the days of the Ramblers, the Kakekus, the, you know, all these big artists that we've known. Then we can, you know, find a way around it because whether we like it or not, High Life is still popular. We hear when Flavor Navania, was playing Amponsa guitar and singing on it to some university students, was it in USA or so? And they were enjoying it. Meanwhile, he's a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian. It got to a point Nigerians were laying claim of High Life because they feel that High Life emanated from them. And we had to go back and forth and all these things. So what he's saying, High Life can be one of the things, or music in general can be one of the things, whether we like it or not, when it gets to World Cup, as we're speaking now.
Music is,
you know, music is part of whatever.
Yeah.
Black Stars, after they won, you know, they were doing their own dance moves with Asamoah and all these things. Without music, somebody might think that they are crazy. Because what are they dancing to? Especially following a similar pattern of movement without a sound.
Yeah.
So somebody might think that they are crazy. So music play a big role when it comes to everyday life, when it comes to exporting our cultural heritage, exporting our ideals, our ideas, and all these things. It play a role. But that cannot be the only one. Because now the eyeballs are on the teams who are playing, you know, at the World Cup, whether we like it or not. Even though music might play a role, but the bigger platform, the bigger attraction is football. Music can also play a role. So how do we ensure, have somebody like our own Rocky Dawuni, who has had multiple nominations for, you know, Grammys, even though he hasn't won, but we have people like that who are recognized, who have made a name. But I don't know. It looks as if we are not making, that is what I see, we are not leveraging on, you know, the experience, the expertise he has and the platform he's gotten and all these things to also ensure that we push our people to there. Of course, we can do that through other means.
Yeah.
But if we deliberately push some artists, if our artists were to be getting nominations, you know, at such big platforms and all these things, it will make it easy for people to recognize what we're doing. Our artists are doing their best. They are giving out, you know, what they can. And they are not doing bad at all. They are doing well in terms of talent. We have it. Production, we have it. But we should be deliberate. There should be a strategy. If we want music to transcend beyond our borders and make impact, then how do we? How do we? It should... I don't know. But as a people, I feel that we are not taking advantage of some of these things. The last time I said that, we are so blessed to the extent that even when we see blessing, we don't respect it. Yeah. That is why somebody will go into our rivers to go and do galamsey. When you go to Sudan, their biggest headache is how to get water to drink. They are not getting it. We have enough, and because of that, we don't even see the importance of it, so we destroy it. We are so blessed with talents that we don't even sometimes respect talents. Yes, it's good. But let's be deliberate. What are we doing to make sure our music penetrates to the top? Then it can give us the eyeballs that we need. Currently, our artists are doing, individually, they are doing their best. The awards that they have to win, those who are winning are winning. Those who are getting nominations and all these things. These are individual efforts that they are putting in. But collectively, as a people, as a country, how do we do it? Should it be a private initiative, or there should be a deliberate, you know, plan from the various agencies leading our space, so that we can push our sound on the neck of the people? Sometimes, if persuasion fails, force must be applied. We've persuaded them with our sounds. Sometimes they do logoligi. We have to push it on their neck. They should accept it, whether we like it or not, because our sounds are better than some of the sound. The last time I was talking to somebody and I was asking, how can we have a Kwabena Kwabena who sings that well? And I'm not seeing him there, and I see Burna Boy.
I know, right? We have a lot of questions to ask ourselves.
Yeah, because in terms of talent, we have it. Mention, we have talents. Yes, good productions. Maybe they have their own strength and all these things. But we live in a global world. We can learn whatever whoever is doing, and if we think it will suit us, we can learn and do it. But it should be deliberate. If we leave it for individuals, they get frustrated. There are a lot of talents out there who are not getting help, who don't know where to go, and you see them bravo. I mean, then, you know, they'll be bringing CDs and all these things. With time, you don't see them. They get frustrated and they stop.
It is well.
It should be deliberate. Yeah, support him, but there should be a plan. Just talking about it is not enough.
Cindy, good morning. It's been a while.
Yes, Doreen.
It's good to have you here.
Sure. And how are you doing yourself?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm happy to join the team this morning.
Yes. Yeah. Well, of course, the episode has spoken. You agree with him?
Yes, completely. I do agree with him 100%. Why do I say this? Because, I mean, music travels faster, do you understand? And it opens doors that usually we don't get. So it opens doors to businesses, for fashion, so many things. And he putting it out there that it is a greatest or the ambassador that we need. Yes,
yeah.
It is very true. It is very true. Music can go far than any government embassy. It's true. Because we are here in Ghana. Kakalika is being sung elsewhere.
Yeah, played
everywhere. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, but maybe that place, we don't have Ghanaian embassy there.
Yeah.
But music is doing something there. So my question is, just like Kumi said, we need deliberate effort to push our music out there. Because, we have the talent, and they are doing their best. Talk of Episode himself, talk of Kwabena Kwabena, Kwame Eugene, all high life. Do you understand? This guy, what's his name? The name is not coming. Okay, Kidi, and then we have this guy, what's his name? He's not coming. Kelvin Boy. Yes. Okay. I love Kelvin Boy when he's doing, what do you call it, live band.
That guy is amazing.
So just like Kumi said, we should be deliberate. I mean, the government said they are going to infuse some amount of money in our creative art industry. Let's see how that goes. Because I feel like if we are intentional about it, we can sell our music as a national asset. Look at December, for instance. We always have then foreigners coming in to come and feel our sound, experience Ghana, experience our food. And all these are also through our music because they've heard Kakalika. They've heard many songs and they want to know where it originated from. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's very true with what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zio.
Yeah.
Edem, Zeal says something. When you finish, I'll tell you, okay?
What did I say about Edem? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I said something. Don't worry, we'll finish. We'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing.
He's Stop looking at you with bombastic side eye.
Criminal
affairs.
So I agree with episode, but I think it's something we've already started. Mm. The likes of Molly with Shake It to the Max introduced a section of individuals to music in Ghana. We have Black Sheriff, who is doing its massive over there. Mm-hmm. Way back 2015, we had some Stoneboy win a BET award. We've seen Sakwadi also grace those stages, Rocky Dawuni. Even backtrack to the olden days where we had Osibisa and all that, they were also pushing the Ghanaian music or being ambassador to Ghana with the Ghanaian music. Mm. It's something that is already being done. Even this recent World Cup, when we won against Panama, we heard Ghanaian tunes being played at the stadium and all that. So I agree with that. I think the only thing we need to do is to be deliberate about it and carry a certain message through the music. That is what Nigerians have done. They went international or they decided to go global with the Afrobeat. So as soon as you mention Afrobeat, it's directed to Nigeria. South Africa started with the house music. Now they are doing Amapiano. As soon as you mention Amapiano, it's linked to South Africa. The identity of whatever we are pushing to the world is what is supposed to be defined. If you're able to define that, then it's easier because we are so talented that we are doing too many things and it's all working. But it's just that we do not know the identity, or somebody can sit and say, because we do Amapiano, Kakalika, Ghana Piano, it's a blend of the Ghanaian tune and also Amapiano. But is that what we are carrying? Is that the message we want to give to people? When we come to reggae dancehall, we have the likes of Stoneboy and Shatta Wale doing their best. Rap music, we have Sakwadi doing their best. So it's more like we are doing too many things without an umbrella that shows that this is Ghanaian. That is why it looks like Yenyeshe. But bro, we are doing it from R&B to rap music to whatever genre of music, even pop. And I'll see as an artist, I've been able to blend pop music and our high life, and that is what he's serving us. Now, Black Sheriff is venturing into more pop sounds. Look how it's even selling. So it's more like we are doing too many things. We just need to find a way to crown it with something. So anytime the music goes out there, whether we choose to use High Life and then identify all our tunes as High Life, then again, would that limit the artists as well? So what about those people who are just into reggae dancehall? What about people who are just into R&B? Is it that we are taking elements and blending it, of which people are doing? Yeah. Or what? I think that is what we need to, one way or the other, find a solution to. That one would help us sell whatever we want to sell. Right. But for the talent and we being there, Ghana is there. Musically, Ghana is there. Even with the little, with our population and everything, you not go to, there are major or there are some clubs out there or events out there, you go there and they are still playing. Proud to this World Cup, one of the songs that was trending is Kakalika.
Yes.
Even now, when there's a match, you play Kakalika, you see videos over there, you hear that, people are using it.
Yeah.
So It is just the identity. What are we packaging to the whole USA? That is what we need to get.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Zeal says he's looking for a day that he will come and meet you here.
Like you come before me.
Yes, like you come to the studio before him.
Right, he will bring me food.
Oh, no, it doesn't. He said that's what he's doing. It will be his biggest wish. That's what he would want.
If breakfast not there inside.
But even you said, if Hagla give you breakfast.
Oh, me, there has been times I'm the first person. You can ask Mr. Hagla.
He's not here.
Yeah,
he's Mr. Hagla. Evan says there's been times, so he didn't say time. Times where he has been here before every other person. Mr. Hagla said it's not true, Evan.
I beg, Nia, please bring all the old videos.
How is me bringing the videos?
Did he video you when he came?
Ah, but it shows.
We'll take it like that. I just want to tell Zeal that there is no day he will come and meet you here. You will always come and meet him there.
Like, yeah. I'll be happy.
I'm always.
Because sometimes I want to have a short meeting with
on
you
a
before.
Few occasions.
You've come early, but not earlier than everybody.
On a few occasions, that's where you will see me late.
Okay.
Few occasions?
Yeah.
You see, everybody is finding it difficult not to laugh. But you will take it like that. Adam.
Yeah.
The episode has spoken about music.
Oh, for me, when it comes to, it is somebody everybody knows. I mean, and the traces are there. The evidence are there with other countries to show that, like, the sound can run fast. I mean, we are here. We know how other sounds have penetrated our country and how our sound, too, I mean, has penetrated the country. I mean, there was a time that the whole world was talking about Azonto. We've been there before, and and now I'm saying that, like, almost like every two years or two and a half, we are lucky to have a global hit. You understand? So it means that artists are doing their best. Those who are plugging are doing their best.
Yeah.
I mean, on their own. Because some of these things you need that, aside the talent, aside the quality of sound you are doing, if it's like music, when you, like, even locally, if you do a good production and you don't put in place the right promotional mix, unkwana bitenyum no them, all your car inside. It's about making sure the song goes out there.
Yeah.
So the way someone will do a song and make it a hit here, I mean, these are some of the things that some level of intentionality. Make sure you use the right, I mean, approach. Then at times, the favor of God. Because that sometimes people will have a hit. They can't even tell you how the song became a hit. And your friend, Alhaji Gusa Tem. Alhaji Gusa. Isha Lao. So you need the hard work, everything, the plugs, and Isha Lao.
Okay.
What's that say? So.
Now you've moved from Malamgo to Isha Lao.
You understand?
Okay.
So it also plays a role. You understand? At times, somebody somewhere will see your song, share it somewhere, and it's a global phenomenon. That is where the Isha Allah will come inside. But that aside, you should just follow the channels and the mechanisms of what you have to do if you want a song to be popular. Then you leave the rest to the universe. But that aside, there are instances where there can be some level of intentionality behind approach, especially when we want to take it from a nation's perspective. And I think I was happy that Black Stars experience was launched. Because it can think for the nation in aspects like that. How to be able to plug our artists, our festival, our music, our food. Because if you look at the pillars, it's about six pillars. The cinema, the sound, the cuisine, and fashion among others. So because that the Black Star Experience is a nation branding office.
Yeah.
So a nation branding is about a certain image or impression you are leaving of a country to the rest of the world.
Mm.
So I was happy to see the setup of the Black Star Experience. Mm. But I think they themselves, when they sit down and look at their impacts, mm-hmm. and how people can pinpoint them for how they are going with the nation branding, they themselves know that there is a lot of room for improvement.
Yeah.
I mean, the Black Star Experience should make Ghanaians feel their impact.
Mm.
Until then, it will remain an office. And when it was set up, I mean, we understood that it wasn't supposed to be a certain season.
Yeah.
Like, this or something. It was a year-round thing.
Mm.
But we are not filling the round.
We are filling the what?
We didn't fill two episodes.
We are not filling the round.
Mm.
So, please, the leadership of the Black Star Experience, Uncle Rex, and the team, I think that there is a lot of work to be done. Mm. Because I've seen them go during the Ghana Man, they were in Ethiopia, they were doing some. But honestly, the media mileage on even what they are doing in other countries was very low. I mean, so they need to sharpen their PR, they need to sharpen their communication, and also be very innovative in the activities they get involved. Because honestly speaking, we are not feeling it, the Black Star Experience. And truth must be said, there is more room for improvement. Because some of these things can come from them. Yeah. They can be the thinkers and the intentional machine behind some of these things.
Yeah.
You know, so because the artists and everybody in the ecosystem, they are doing their best from their own perspective. But you will come in with a national agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where they need to have a strong machine to be able to project that. So I think this World Cup, I didn't see a lot from them, how they, because there's something in PR where we call newsjacking,
mm-hmm.
where people try to tap in the trends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the World Cup, even individual businesses, electronics companies, banking, beverage companies, including media houses, have found a way to tap in, because everybody's attention is on the World Cup.
Yeah.
They've tried to tap into the World Cup trend to make their brands relevant, their products known, seen to the public. I honestly don't know how the Black Star Experience tapped in the World Cup. It's like there wasn't any newsjacking plan for the World Cup. And it tells me that, no, we need to fill them.
Something is not right.
Because we will need a machine to do a good job, and that one will come from them. So Black Star Experience, I mean, it's a laudable initiative. It's a laudable mission. I've been privy to their presentation on what they want to do.
Mm.
Dorian, was it not sweet?
It was sweet.
Oh, very.
Sweet. Are you feeling the sweetness?
I haven't seen anything.
So please, Black Star Experience, we beg you.
Hmm. Well, I have a message here. It says, Episode has graduated into a different realm. His statement is not debatable. It says, and bro, you mentioned pop and dancehall, etc. We can have pop high life, reggae high life, afro high life, gospel high life, dancehall high life, etc. This is what deliberate means. Do what you want, but attach high life to the genre. So what do you guys think of it? Not bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
you can still have all those genres, but in high life.
Yeah, so just like what you mentioned, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's an umbrella, and then
yes.
we are all underneath it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So basically, what the person.
I would have. Some people would say government should step in. Yes, government can play a role, but to what extent?
Oh, but they can add up, like Adam said, the Black Star Experience.
Yes.
If by now, like if we had a plan for the World Cup, can you imagine what we would be doing by now? Right now, as we talk, no, it's only our artists who have released songs for the World Cup.
Yes, but then again,
let me give you my answer.
Let me land.
Because you asked a question. I want you to grab into. You know, the Amapiano.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Amapiano is just not the artist?
Mm.
South Africa, as brand South Africa, there are conferences they do in America and other places on amapiano. Amapiano. Mm-hmm. So the government carries amapiano conversation to the rest of it. It's not so yes, like
that is what I'm
that
saying.
Is why I said the Black Star Experience is a nation branding office. Mm. And in nation branding, you look at some of the strengths of your nation and how you can use that as a differentiation factor for your country. That is what
I'm not debunking. I said to what extent. Definitely, government needs to involve his or the government needs to involve himself. Even this World Cup, the GFA had to present the songs they were playing after a team wins. Every country, I think, you have the opportunity to present three or four songs, and they did.
Length is fine.
Yes, and that is good. That is, yes, power is being played. They've decided that, okay, so let's take this song. But at the end of the day, it is an identity we need to carry.
Yeah.
It is the identity that I want us to have a conversation about. So right now that's the year of return of Black Star Experience. When they go, what conversation, what identity are they selling to these people? You made mention of the Good Initiative. What identity are they selling?
But some of the things are even just simple. You don't need too much. See, Black Star, when we scored, we've seen a lot of videos, people jamming to Kakalika, Mr. Easy, the players, the stadium. There's a Black Star Experience page, Facebook. Their last post was in May 25th. They could have been in posting some of these. I mean, you see, some of these, Enye Jumadin, May 25th, that was Africa Day.
Yeah.
That was the last time.
They've not posted again.
They've not posted. Into their course of conform.
Listen.
Oh, and this one, the song has gone go by itself.
Yeah.
So just post it.
Be part of the machinery to project it.
Way
in your budget, Juma. You see, some it's like, I don't know, it's like they are detaching.
Mm-hmm.
They think that when they are organizing the event or something, that is the Blacks.
Maybe but we'll get some answers.
They need to be more intentional.
I think we'll all try and find corrects and get answers for that. Now, this is another one here from South Africa. We have a message from South Africa. Kring, kring, kring. The telephone is ringing. Santaco, now the South African National Taxi Council, says they have noticed the decline in passengers, particularly in cross-border travel. Now, this follows a series of protests against illegal immigration and growing calls for the deportation of undocumented foreign nationals. Santaco says it supports calls for immigration reforms, but it is vehemently opposed to any mass action that could block roads or impede transportation services. Santaco's national spokesperson, that's Rebecca Fala, says that in Johannesburg, the taxi ranks that have operations which feed into the SADC, that Southern African Development Community region in particular, have started to show lesser numbers of people coming into the taxi ranks. In terms of engagements with those on the ground, we have also heard that those with documentation have started to fear for their safety. As a result of that, the demand for some of these cross-border operations have lessened, which obviously has affected income. Because of time, I think we'll do 2 minutes each. Kumi, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that, because we saw it coming. When you go to South Africa, because it's a tourism destination, people go there. But tourism, the last time we were discussing it, thrives on peace, having a peaceful environment. So once your actions make your environment volatile and unstable, unsafe, it will be difficult. That is why at a point even our government had to warn Ghanaian travelers that if you have nothing so essential to do in South Africa,
don't go there.
So our president has said that. We don't know what other countries have also told their nationals.
Yeah.
For all you know, something of that sort might have gone on. When those things happen, people are not coming in because they are afraid for their lives. And let me tell you this. I had this conversation with somebody. You know, I meet in South Africa, you know, and the person was saying that he's a legal immigrant there. He was saying that when you meet the mob, by the time they ask you whether you are legally staying there or not, by the time you even decide to show them evidence that you are there legally, you you may have chopped about 5 slabs. Yeah. When it happens that way, even if the person is living there legally, the person will be afraid to stay there. And it will affect commuting. Once people are not moving, what is the use of taxi?
Yes.
Because it's a service that you render to people.
Yeah.
So the first thing you need is to have people who are in need of your service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people are running away. And your people too may not, the word is may not, be the type who travel around.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, people are interested in domestic tourism there, maybe the effect wouldn't have been that huge.
Yeah.
But from the look of things, it looks as if it's not what we are thinking. When it happens that way, which means people will not be available for you to serve.
Mm-hmm.
They should condemn the act. The way in which it was conducted, they should condemn it so that their people will know if someone is living in your country illegally, it is not up to you, the nationals, to take the law in your hands and start assaulting people. That is undemocratic and inhumane. They should condemn them. Now they are so what were they expecting? That after what their people are doing, they were still expecting people to come for their services. Yejiminti. No, come on. I was surprised to hear her. Unfortunately, she's a woman. Mm. I was surprised to hear her say that she's not rational.
Hmm.
Because if she is, she shouldn't have complained. She should have condemned the mode at which the xenophobia, you know, whole thing was handled.
Mm.
So that the world will know that indeed, even though their services are affected, they are not for that. Yeah. Now, she's thinking about her service alone, their service alone.
Mm.
But she's not thinking about the people they are rendering the service to.
Yeah.
So what is the use of your statement?
Mm.
If you can't condemn what is going on to protect the very people you want them to come so that you serve, what is the use?
Mm.
I don't see any importance in what she said.
Cindy, before Adam comes.
Noreen, I mean, what's happening in South Africa is a shame to them and then the African continent as a whole, because at the end of the day, we are all Africans. We should be united. What happens to African Unite?
Mm.
What happens to these United Nations meetings and all that we have? Because you are supposed to be one. I don't know why someone travels to South Africa and then the person is afraid for his or her life.
Mm.
Just like Omi mentioned, even those with legal documents, they are scared, because once you come out, either you are being beaten or harassed, businesses being closed and all that is really bad. And I believe that for them to have a very good economy or a peaceful country, they should follow the right procedures.
Mm.
Okay, they should make sure that those with legal documents are living there peacefully. Those without, they are checked back to their countries peacefully without being harassed, beaten, closing down their businesses, looting they are making their lives there. And of course, you can't have situations like that happening and have your services running. It was impossible. It won't happen.
It won't happen.
It won't happen. They will leave the country for you.
Mm. Adam, your people are saying that, Charlie, right now, everything is going down.
And they should understand that people will not come back. It is just a fact. It is a fact. We are tired. And we've gone back to our country.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
See, there is action and reaction to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot eat your cake and have it.
Yeah.
So they should understand that within this period, these are some of the repercussions they face. And it's not only even with the taxi industry. I mean, this taxi industry was formed somewhere in 2001. And if you... They have stringent rules among others, and they are very crucial when it comes to the transport industry.
Yeah.
You know what they call taxi in South Africa?
Mm-mm.
Not this taxi.
Mm.
Trotro. The trotro is what they call taxi.
Oh.
So your taxi is the van.
Okay.
Trotro, white. So you see the South African colors.
Which one are the yellow ones? That's the Nigerian ones.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So what they call one. Taxi, and yeah, can for their taxi is a truck we call here in Ghana. That's their taxi.
Okay.
So, I mean, when you are talking about decline, because, you know, with this, people commute to work with that. And, I mean, some of these people are from other countries. So, certainly, when people are leaving and others are in fear in their room, they don't know. Because some of the even companies have asked workers not to go to work or hold on. They should stay at home for some time. They should understand that it is even going to be bigger, because there are some people who believe they are legal there. They are doing correct business. They don't want to go. And in some of the areas, they have even started fighting back. The Somalis, the Malawians, and other people, some of the Malawians who were even in camp, when they saw some of the anti-immigration activists there, Charlie, it was crazy. At a point, they even have to protest. So, by 30th June, if they do their worst and push other people to their limit, they also push back. And that may even lead to other things. Mm. So, the taxi should even wait for more. This is a decline. Mm. But...
Adam, this is a what?
A decline, I said. Please.
Adam.
Shun that. It's a decline.
You said the crime.
No.
See, didn't you hear the crime?
I was on my phone.
So. See, it be ear matter. See, everybody get different.
Then you he said decline. I heard the crime. No. Adam said matter. Decline. So please cut that video. Matter. Let me hear I was
ear,
wrong for Adam.
Maybe this morning. Hey. You know the hear well. You understand?
I heard the crime.
No, I know. A bit be amazing now. Cow team.
Yo.
So what kind of what?
Set the audio the entrance.
It be you where you talk where you hear.
Yo.
Oh, what cow team now what?
Please cut it for me.
So this is just a decline they are experiencing. I mean, I'm sure that after 30th June, there's going to be more repercussion. And even, I've seen textile industry among others also complaining that they've lost workers among.
Yeah.
And this will run to so many things. Mm. And I mean, for some time, they will feel the heat.
They should just get ready for more.
Yeah, so, I mean, most of some places in Johannesburg, the shops are closed. And you can see the town is almost dead.
Oh.
So they really need to wait for the repercussion. I mean, and if they really want to fix their country, they shouldn't create negative image. Today, yesterday, ahead of their board, their labor ministry wrote like a goodwill message to her. Charlie, the comment were bad that it got to a point they shut it. They closed the comment section.
I saw it too.
And now on all of their national and private, I mean, industry pages, when they post things, the feedback
is bad.
And I'm sad South Africa has gotten itself into, this image. It's really, really unfortunate.
You see, I think that they didn't think...
They didn't think about those other implications.
You know, they were just following their temperament.
I know you know what I'm saying. And today, global village...
But who are you going to come here? The people you are sacking, who is going to replace them? You should think about it. So if you sack them, can you occupy all these vacancies and all these things? Zimbabwe did it, and we all know the implications that came on them. Financially, at a point, food was so, you know, costly to the extent that people couldn't buy because productivity was down. The people who were doing the work had been sacked. When you do that, you create a vacuum, unnecessarily, a bad name for yourself. When South Africa equalized, I know people. Normally I watch the matches at, you know, a big event place that, you know, you see people there and somebody was angry. Ah, Kufu Mama South Africa for the camera.
You know, they were not happy about it.
But either too, it was not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not.
And they will now even feel the pain more. Now they think they have hope of qualifying. And they are going to play against Korea. Korea lost their game to Mexico. So now Korea also is in need
of that point.
Of that point. South Africa.
Korea
go show them.
I wish we could, but of course the time is up
they
for
will
us
go back.
To just wrap
and
it all
have
up.
Have you their national anthem? Kosi Sikelele Africa. means God bless Africa.
Oh.
Not God bless South Africa. God bless Africa. And they have the song Shosholosha. That train that is coming from South Africa and bringing hope to Africa, and for that matter, calling on people to run to the mountaintop because that is where the train is coming to. You have all these things in your national, you know, songs, your patriotic songs. Then you go around.
They have a big problem. You know, their economy is more.
I wish we could go on.
A whitest economy. Time is up. They have a big problem.
Time is up. But thank you so much, gentlemen and lady, for your time. Kumi, thank you so much.